You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on The Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Father, Wow. Now here is Dr. Dale Meyer.
As you probably know, Diane and I have two daughters. Our oldest daughter, Elizabeth, is 23 years old and is a law school student. She has gotten to the age where she realizes that Dad and Mom aren't as dumb as she used to think we were. Our younger daughter, Katie, is 18 years old and a college freshman. She's not so sure that Dad and Mom know much. My hearing has slipped a little bit over the years, and there are times when I ask Katie to repeat what she said. She looks at me and says, "Just forget it, Dad. You wouldn't understand it anyway." And then there are other times when I have heard very clearly what Katie said, and I ask for further information, but she rolls her eyes and says, "Duh, Dad. Dad! There's so much you don't know." And I think, well, maybe so. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, God of all grace, waken our hearts that we may never forget your blessings, but steadfastly thank and praise you for all your goodness, that we may live in your fear until, with all your saints, we praise you eternally in your heavenly kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Yes, there is a lot you and I don't know. Like how to handle the silences that may be forced upon us. Perhaps in the past year your husband or wife or a child has died. You can fill your house with all the decorations of the season, but you cannot fill your home with the people who are gone, and you cannot fill that aching emptiness in your heart. Some of you are in the unwelcome silence of the valley of the shadow of death. And at the other end of the family spectrum, others may be thinking, "Silence? Dear Lord, I wish I had some." What with Christmas shopping and Christmas parties and Christmas concerts and Christmas events at church and school, I'm beyond frazzled. There'll be no silence for my soul until this frantic Christmas is over. Duh, Dad. Every now and then someone or something drives home the point, the painful point, that we are limited and weak. And yes, sinful people. The words of Isaiah chapter 40 describe us mortals so well. A voice called out, "Call out." I ask, "What should I call out?" "Call out, all people are like grass, and all their beauty is like a flower in the field. Grass dries up, and flowers wither when the Lord's breath blows on them." Yes, people are like grass. Grass dries up and flowers wither. That's true to life. Do you know what's also true to life? God wants to turn our discouragement from duh, Dad moments into hopeful, "Wow, God loves me." Yes, Isaiah said, people are like grass. Grass dries up and flowers wither. But then Isaiah adds the word of hope, "The word of our God will last forever." What is that word that endures while we mortals are worn down by our problems? What is that word that wants to come to us in all our personal silences? Be that the silence forced upon your family by death, or the silence that comes because your young family is so busy that the wonder of the season is muted. What does Isaiah have in mind when he says, "The word of our God will last forever"? It is the good news of Jesus Christ, the mystery of the Word made flesh. The gospel of Christ takes, duh, dad. It takes our discouragement because we are weak and mortal and transforms us into a hopeful people who say, "Wow, God loves me." The wonder of Christmas is the mystery of Christ's coming, the Word made flesh. Consider the facts of the mystery as the Bible teaches them. The Bible teaches that God is a triune God. That means that there is one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When Adam and Eve sinned, they hid themselves from God, a most lonely silence. God, however, didn't leave them hiding in that silence. He sought them out, and he promised them help. Thousands of years later, that promise was fulfilled when the Son of God, the second person in the Holy Trinity, took on human flesh as the child of Bethlehem. As the liturgy for Christmas Eve says, "When all was still, and it was midnight, your almighty word, O Lord, descended from the royal throne." This child had to be true God, for only God could save us from our sin and from death. At the same time, the Son of God had to take on flesh so that he could truly be one of us, so that he could keep the law of God perfectly for us, and so that he could die in our place and for our sins. This crucified Christ was resurrected on Easter and received into glory at his ascension, a heavenly glory to which he will bring all who believe on him. St. Peter says that this marvelous gospel of Christ has now been made known to you by those who spread the good news among you. These are things that even the angels want to look into. 1 Timothy 3:16 describes Christ's coming this way. The mystery that gives us our reverence is acknowledged to be great. He appeared in his human nature, was approved by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was announced throughout the nations, was believed in the world, and was taken to heaven in glory. Father, wow! True. There are plenty of times when, duh, dad, is accurate, for it describes my failure to understand so much in life. But I'm not hesitant to tell you that I'm not clueless when it comes to this mystery of faith, that the great unseen God has become one of us in Jesus Christ. And how I marvel that God has done that because He loves me and wants to save me. Psalm 139, verses 17 and 18 put it so well. How precious are your thoughts concerning me, O God! How vast in number they are! If I try to count them, there would be more of them than there are grains of sand. Psalm 92, verse 5 says, how spectacular are your works, O Lord! How very deep are your thoughts! When I read passages like these from the Psalms, and when I consider that passage from 1 Timothy about the mystery of godliness, and when I further think of people like the Virgin Mother Mary, who kept all these things and pondered them in her heart, my duh dad feelings are overtaken by, wow, Heavenly Father, wow, I marvel at all you have done for me. I hope that the mystery causes you to marvel also. God sent his Son into the flesh because he loves you and because he wants to save you also. Last year, the Barna Research Group conducted a survey for Lutheran Hour Ministries. One question asked was this: thinking about December 25th, which is Christmas Day, what, if anything at all, makes Christmas an important day to you personally? 44% said that family time was the reason Christmas was important to them. 33% responded with the birth of Jesus. 5% said nothing, 5% didn't know, 3% said Christmas was important because it was a day off, 3% said the importance of Christmas was presents and parties, and 6% responded with various other reasons. A lot of percentages there. So let me recap the most important evidence. 88% of respondents said they were Christians, and yet only 33% said that Jesus to them was the reason for the season. How do you want to feel? Duh, I don't get it. Or, wow, I'm clued in. God loves me. If you're building your holiday on family, like 44% of Americans, you're heading for trouble. When death steals away a loved one, family cannot fill the aching loneliness caused by death. But, on the other hand, Jesus can heal the hurt. Relying on the mystery of the Word made flesh will help you when the silence of death breaks your family circle. Our office heard from a man whose wife had been stranded in her car during a heavy snowstorm last December. Sadly, she left her car and died of exposure. Weeks later, sorting through her belongings, her husband came across a storybook that Lutheran Hour Ministries had made available last year. It was called Red Boots for Christmas, and it accompanied the animated special of the same title that we aired last year, and which, by the way, we are broadcasting again this month. Well, the husband found the storybook and was puzzled. Seeing our phone number, he called us. As our staff spoke with him, he realized that his wife and children must have seen the animated feature and requested the booklet. Only God knows what happened in the heart of that young wife and mother before she died. We do know that she was moved to watch our television special, and her heart was surely bathed in its bright message of God's redemptive love. And because she called for the storybook, she was able to leave behind one last eternally valuable gift for her family. Through its message of God's grace and love, the booklet will always be like a bright star in their lives, pointing them to the Savior and to the sure and certain hope of a heavenly reunion. This family has hope in its grief. What would they have done without Jesus? You know how it goes, a friend tells a friend. My friend in Pennsylvania told me a true story he heard from a friend in Wisconsin. An older man was dying. He had 4 children and called them one by one to his bedside. To the first child, he said something like this, "I love you more than you know. I'm so proud of you and what you've done in life. But my greatest satisfaction is that you know Christ. You believe in your Savior, and you live your life for Him. Each night when you were growing up, I would say, good night. Now I say, good night, not goodbye, for I will see you again." The second child came to the deathbed, and a similar conversation was held, ending with, good night, not goodbye. And so also it went for the third child. When the fourth child came in, the father said, "I love you so much. And there's so much about your life that has given me much pride and satisfaction. But I have one very great disappointment. You have not received Christ the Savior into your heart and life. So now I must say goodbye, for we shall not see each other again." And that night, the old man died. This time, Dad knew. And it was the child who didn't understand. Dad knew the mystery. Dad believed the mystery of the Word made flesh. What will it be for you and the ones you love? Good night or goodbye? Don't be left without a clue. The mystery of the Word made flesh is for you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.